Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Once was a sweet thing, baby. Held out a loving
arm. Little Stevie Ray bringing us back. 7 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for being part of my day. Bert Folsom is our guest. Bert, you got a website you want to give us?
Absolutely, BertFolsom.com. So that'd be www.BertFolsom.com.
Check it out, and they can find out more about your books there, too, right? New Deal or Raw Deal?
Yes.
And the one you co-authored with Anita Folsom,
FDR Goes to War.
So check all that out. And the other books that she's written, folks, over the years, continue to be well-reviewed and well-received, so check all that out. He's professor of history at Hillsdale College in Hillsdale, Michigan. The thing that we're the most proud of, he's our original historian of the Brain Trust. Bert, I've been thinking about where America is right now, today, this very moment in our history, approximately 80 days come from an election. And in my opinion, this is a tipping point year for America. More so than any other time, because this is the year when Americans will decide whether they can handle the truth. Now, the truth is we've got massive debt, massive deficits, and a horribly performing economy. And so at some point in time, Bert, here's what we know. This will get fixed. It will resolve itself. Now, the question is, do we do it in our own, under our own control and in our own way, in a productive way, that will cost us, it will be painful, but we can do it, or will we put it off, meaning we can't handle the truth, put it off until it resolves itself like Greece?
Right. The choice is either bankruptcy or recovery.
Pay it now or pay it later.
You're right. But in part, that ties in with our first discussion here.
Right.
If we continue to have a mentality that we have rights to a job, a right to education, a right to a home, and a right to health care, and that somebody else has to pay for these things so that we can enjoy them, if more and more Americans continue to believe that, we will never be able to recover, and bankruptcy will be upon us.
That's the point. What I mean about this 2012 being a tipping point year for America, and about the part about whether we can handle the truth. And no, I think this is exactly, let me put it this way. I've been saying for a long time, Bert, that where we are today is we have 20th century promises all the way back to FDR.
Yes.
That were made, 20th century promises that were made that are coming due in 21st century reality, and ne'er the twain shall meet. Those two do not reconcile, do they?
No, they don't. And actually, it's only because the 20th century ran out of time, or it would have been resolved then, too. You're only a couple generations away from this moment once you decide that your citizens have a right to a home, to health care, to an education. Once those rights are out there, at best, you have two generations to recover from your mistake.
Right. If we start now. And that's the part about what I meant earlier when I said we're going to find out in about 80 days if America can handle the truth. If there's still a majority of Americans who can handle the truth and who are willing to say, okay, we have to stop the madness. We can't keep spending money we don't have, and now's the time to fix it. Because if we continue even another year into what we have right now, Bert, it's going to be harder and harder to come back.
Well, it absolutely is. And even one or two more years puts that debt to GDP ratio in the arena of Greece and Italy.
Yeah. It's shocking to me, Bert, when I think that 6 years ago we had a 50% debt to equity ratio, debt to GDP ratio, and today we have a 1-to-1 debt to GDP ratio in six years.
In six years,
it took 225 years to get us to the 50% level, And in 6 years, we've gotten to the 100 to the 1-to-1 level.
Well put, Jim.
And that's the truth, folks. And so the question is, Bert, is can we handle the truth?
Well, the answer is going to be some people can and some people can't. So then the issue is, which one is in the majority?
Yeah, that's what, and we'll know that November 7th, we'll know that.
Yes.
That's the good news and the bad news. The good news is it won't take long. The bad news is, you know, it'll be final whenever that happens. Hey, Bert, thanks for being here. Good job. Thanks for the great history lesson.
Hey, Jim, it's been good to be with you again. Thank
you
for having me.
We always look forward to having you back. Bert Folsom, ladies and gentlemen, the resident historian of the Brain Trust, the author of New Deal or Raw Deal, the co-author of FDR Goes to War, BertFolsom.com. Check that out. Quick break. I'll be back after the news. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.